Hello and welcome back, my lovelies, for what has been far too long of an unplanned hiatus, and for one for which I am deeply apologetic. And whilst there's always been a break between each season, this time round we didn't even get a chance to complete season two, and the break was a rather abrupt one. For lack of a better term, the only way I can describe my absence is to say that life was truly lifing. And as much as our moments together mean the world to me, my cup was truly empty. And I needed to take some time to heal and to find my way back. And all of this almost ties into the topic for today's first episode, for which we're kicking off season three. And it's all about Newton's first law of motion. And no, I have not lost the plot. This is not going to be a physics lesson. So let me calm down all of those fears. But basically, Newton's first law states that an object or body remains at rest, or if it is a body that is in motion, it continues in motion at the same speed and direction unless acted upon by an unbalanced force. So for all of our science buffs out there, I'm sure they're very familiar with the law. But my hiatus, to some extent, can be explained by an unbalanced force. You see, I was in constant motion, maybe sometimes a bit haphazardly, but dealing with lots of unbalanced forces and very little rest. And as much as I advocate for listening to one's body and being very intuitive about what it's telling you, I was blatantly ignoring mine and saying things like, oh, I'll rest when I go on holiday, or I can relax in a few weeks' time. I just need to get to this project, or I just need this busy period of the quarter to be over, or in the next few months of work, I just need to shoulder like down and get through it. And I'm sure all of those excuses sound very familiar to a lot of you, right? It's all those things we say to ourselves to kind of push through, you know, to like dig deep and just sort of navigate those busy patches that we have. And I, for one, was the poster child for all of this, right? In fact, all I did was focus on life and trying to get through these paces and rough patches and work. And all I did was postpone my rest and care. And I thought, oh, a little impromptu holiday would be just the thing. It would be the perfect fix. Clearly, I was delusional, because it most definitely wasn't. And whilst Egypt offered me the right balance of adventure and history and discovering about life of the pharaohs and the mystery of Egypt, and it was also followed by some glorious days on the Red Sea, with sipping cocktails, lazing on the beach and poolside, a week of this was simply not enough to negate the effects of that all too famous B word, being burnout. And even once I'd returned back from holiday, and on a very particular morning, I found myself feeling rather lightheaded and kind of disorientated as I was coming out of the shower. And the next thing I knew, I was waking up on a very hard stone floor of my bedroom. And when I looked down, there was a pool of my blood. And then having to spit out broken fragments, thinking there was a stone in my mouth, and only it dawning on me a few seconds later that it was fragments of my very own teeth. And there's nothing quite like spitting out one's teeth out of your mouth that gives you a very hard slap of reality. And what followed for me were months of endless checkups with dentists, physicians, cardiologists, neurologists, basically any medical professionals that ended with a just at the end. And let's just say I was surrounded by a lot of medical folk for an extended period of time, trying to figure out what exactly had happened and what I was suffering from. And what they say about hindsight, in my case, is true. And it kind of sucks, to be honest, when you realize this after the fact. But how often and how many times had I actually avoided listening to my body? how many times that I prioritize my task list or prioritize that ever important meeting or that I had to go to help a friend or help a family member or do something else. My body was most definitely not at rest. In fact, it was completely devoid of rest. And it took a rather extreme and sobering experience to awaken me to that reality. And that, in a nutshell, explains the hiatus and the rather abrupt ending that we had to season two, for which, again, I'm deeply sorry about. But we are back, and I'm looking forward to a great season with you all for season three, and looking forward to spending more time with you as we yet again delve into having those moments where we can have a cup of tea and a biscuit. But now, if we think back to looking after ourselves, I realize that it's more than just having a self-care Sunday. You know, there's no amount of aromatherapy candles and face masks and spending time at home by yourself that can mitigate for proper burnout. And I've come to realize that it's also about being more mindful of all the facets that encompass wellness, be it physical, spiritual, emotional, or intellectual. It's about taking care to actually pay attention to how our bodies are feeling and then being extremely intentional and actually actioning proper mitigation and, more importantly, care. Care for ourselves and our bodies. And only then, when we are recharged enough and energized and feeling vital enough, can we then offer that care to others. But the reality is that it starts with ourselves first. And it's quite coincidental. The other day, I kind of read something by an author called Cole Arthur Riley. And it basically stated that rest will never feel urgent to those that don't understand the violence of exhaustion. Now let that sink in. And I say this from my own experience, because when you experience that violence, and inevitably so, and in my case in particular, it's a beatdown that you will struggle to overcome. Now, Cole Arthur Riley also stated that in our world, our bodies are used as currency to some extent. There is so much value placed on not just working, but somewhat overworking, that it almost alludes to this fact that we're all sort of being conditioned into this way of thinking, and we create the psyche that ultimately leads to burnout. And in this environment, it makes us feel shameful or guilty when we take time to prioritize our own wellness and rest. And rest, to some extent, if you juxtapose it to this way of conditioning or thinking, is almost like a sacred defiance. You know, it is placing that paramount value on wellness and almost goes against the grain of the system that we've been indoctrinated in. And the overworking, exhaustion, and burnout, I think to a large degree, keeps us in a zombie-like state. You know, at its core, it kind of diminishes the wonderful essence that resides within all of us, because we're just so fixated on everything else that's happening around us. The plain truth that I've learned is that life will humble you. There's no end to what the living world demands of each and every one of us on a daily basis, whether it be personal relationships, family, work, education, sometimes even community activities. It seems like we're not just juggling, but we're juggling these balls while simultaneously riding a unicycle and trying to keep our balance so we don't fall over. And midway, we also discover that the balls we're juggling are also on fire, right? Talk about like a cataclysmic disaster. But the reality is that we're not machines. And do you know what? Even machines have periods where they require shutdown or even servicing, and requires time for rest, recuperation, and recharge. So on our parting note today, my lovelies, I hope that you take time for yourself to truly rest. Work hard, but rest even harder. It is amazing to be back with each and every one of you. I have truly missed these moments, and I'm looking forward to spending more quality time with you for our little tea breaks as the season continues. And on that note, I will wish you love and light till we meet again. Take care.